Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us on today's program, we have three ladies from the Hospital Auxiliary Board here to share all the terrific things going on with the auxiliary, how they support our hospital and our communities. Before we do, I have a couple of announcements I'd like to share. We are offering Better Choices, Better Health once again. This is Iowa's Chronic Disease Self-Management Program. It will be held in Ellsworth this spring. This is a free, interactive 6-week workshop series that will meet on Thursdays, beginning April 9th and run through May 14th. From 9:30 in the morning until 12 o'clock noon at Trinity Lutheran Church in Ellsworth. Each session is led by two certified instructors. Designed to help participants gain confidence and take charge of their health, the program covers practical tools to manage ongoing health conditions while staying active. Topics include communicating effectively with family, friends, and health professionals, techniques to address isolation, frustration, fatigue, and pain, tips for healthy eating and safe physical activity, and how to evaluate treatment options and create realistic action plans. There will be healthy snacks provided at each session. To register for this upcoming workshop, or if you have questions, you can contact Ashley Bubeck, who's one of our health coaches in the Webster City Clinic, at 515-832-7885, or email her at abubeck, that's A-B-U-B-E-C-K, at vandeestmc.org. Also, a great opportunity that we have available, I have shared this the last couple programs, to our 2026 high school graduates. Take note, the Van Deese Medical Center Auxiliary is offering 6 scholarships of $1,000 each to 2026 high school graduates wishing to pursue a career in healthcare. And we do need folks in healthcare. Individuals going back to further their education in the healthcare field will also be considered. Applicants must be a resident of Hamilton County or a graduate from one of the high schools within Hamilton County, currently working or have a parent working at Van Deese Medical Center at the time of the award. Scholarship application forms are available at each of the high schools located in Hamilton County, and they're also available online. Go to our website at vandeestmc.org. The deadline for the application form is April 15th of this year. Again, great opportunity. You'll hear more about it in our program. We'll remind our listeners again, but those scholarships are available and they are due April 15th. And then I want to mention coming up this Saturday, March 28th, is the Community Easter Egg Hunt. We're going to begin things at 10 a.m. sharp at Van Deese Medical Center. This is going to be a fantastic event. We have three different age group hunts. We also have a sensory-friendly and adaptive hunt for kids and young adults with disabilities. We have different stations. Sierra's Balloon Creations will be doing balloon Easter ears. We have volunteers doing face painting. We have got live animals, including Highland cows, bunnies, chicks, kittens, and lambs. We'll have photos available with Tedwin, our therapy dog, and the Easter Bunny. And we also have food trucks that will be available with items for purchase. You can get coffee, you can get cookies, you can get mini pancakes. So there's something for everyone. We also have a color run that will take place at 10:30. No registration is required for that. We do encourage participants to wear white or light clothing. And all the festivities will be taking place again at Van Deese Medical Center on the north side of the building, and we're really excited. We've had a number of planning meetings, terrific sponsors helping us. I do want to give a shout out to the Van Deese Medical Center Foundation, Wilson Brewer Park Foundation Board, and Trinity Lutheran Church here in Webster City for all the wonderful help. Again, you're going to want to join us 10 a.m. sharp this Saturday, March 28th, and it looks like we're going to have some fantastic weather. And with that, I think we are ready to start into our program today. As I mentioned, I am being joined by three members of our Hospital Auxiliary Board. This is really one of my favorite programs to do. We have an outstanding group of board members who volunteer their time in leading the Hospital Auxiliary. The Auxiliary supports our hospital, our patients, and our communities. Here to share updates from the Auxiliary and the Gift Shop are President Diane Doring, Gift Shop Manager Debbie Jacox, and Blood Drive Chairperson Shirley Bowman. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being on the program. I love when we do these programs and we share all the great things that are going on with our auxiliary. Diane, I'm going to start with you. What can you tell us? What are maybe some recent updates you can share with our listeners about the auxiliary?
Well, Lori, we always have exciting things going on with the auxiliary. One thing I'm going to point out this morning was at our January meeting, we had requests of over $5,000, and we were very happy to approve them. The requests was two were from the emergency department. There was a request for three binder life transfer sheets. Just will make it so much easier for, you know, transferring patients or whatever. That was a total of $1,400 for that. And then we also approved a supply of a carbon monoxide sensor at a cost of $4,100. And then also, Lori, you came to the auxiliary on behalf of the hospital to have some replacement file of life pouches and inserts. And that is just a little tiny pouch with a paper in it that has your meds on it, emergency information and everything. And I think the hospital was running out of those.
Yes, we were. We were nearly out, so it was wonderful. And we use these all the time. We give them out in our clinics, in our hospital. And you're right, Diane.
Everyone should carry one.
And they're small. You can put them in a billfold, in a wallet, in a purse. And it has all of your health information, your medications, allergies, emergency contacts. So in the case that something would happen and somebody doesn't know this information about you, you know, it can be, it's all in one place and really easy to reference.
Yes. So I think those were all wonderful requests, and the total for those requests came to $5,700. Also, I know Lori touched on the scholarships. We'll talk a little bit more later about that. But also, I did want to talk about our scrub sale that we have that will be coming up on April 17th. I think it's probably maybe one of our best fundraisers, because what we do, instead of taking a profit from the sales, we let all the employees, or actually anyone that comes in, you get 20% off the merchandise that you buy. So that has been a big hit with us. I think the staff appreciates it, but it's just a wonderful way to show our appreciation for all that they do. So that will be in the boardroom April 17th from 8 to 4.
And Diane, those clothing items that at the sale, I even got some, and I'm, you know, I'm not a nurse or anything, but they have some really cute items. So this is for the public. It's a great spot to just come in and browse. And
absolutely. I think I have about five pieces
yes,
of
yes,
it.
Yes, I do too.
It is. It's wonderful.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is. It's scrub and clothing. There's
shoes.
And 20% off.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
And it's very nice stuff. It really is.
It is in many different colors. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so once again, April 17th, 8 to 4 in the boardroom.
Perfect. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Well, as I mentioned, we have a terrific group of women who currently make up the auxiliary board. So, Diane, if you would, share those other board members and the positions they serve.
Okay. As I always say, Lori, I think I work with the best group of ladies that are on the board.
I second that.
Sue Anderson is our treasurer and secretary. Jerita Nelson is vice president. Shirley Ballman is chairman for the blood drive. Lorraine Hobbin is our chairperson for the scholarships. And Linda Bourne and Pat Noakes are in charge of our membership. We have the best gift shop manager in the state of Iowa, I'm telling you folks.
Yes, we do.
And that is Debbie Jacox.
Wonderful. You talked about membership. The auxiliary continues to recruit new members. And the membership process is very easy, requiring very little of members. They can be as active as much as they want or as little as they would like. So let's share with listeners how they too can become members and support the goodwill of the auxiliary if they're not already members.
We always welcome new members. And like you say, Lori, you don't have to do anything, or you can become as involved as you want, and that is really great. It's just $10 per year, and we always have a form in the gift shop if you want to become a member, or you can contact any of the auxiliary board members.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy, and it is a fun group too.
It's a terrific group, a fun group, and the work they do is outstanding, and it supports our hospital and our communities. And a membership of $10 a year is not asking a lot.
And I want to reiterate too, Lori, that what you said about it helps our hospital, I mean, like with the gift shop, or even if we do another fundraiser, all of the proceeds go back to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think some people know that, because even when they come in the gift shop, you know, and first of all, too, when you don't charge any tax, you know, they say, oh, no tax, and no, and everything goes back to the hospital.
Yes. You shop, they give, and you're right, Diane. I think a lot of people don't realize, but all the work that is done, whether it be from fundraisers, the membership dues that come in, and revenues that are generated from the gift shop, all are turned around to support the hospital and the needs and the scholarships that are offered to the students. So fantastic work, and it is certainly appreciated by our hospital. I can't thank you enough.
And we're very blessed to have this facility in our small little town.
Yes, we are. Thank you. So on to the best gift shop in Webster City. Yes, Debbie is our gift shop manager, and she just finds the best things to have available. You need to stop in frequently, because things change all the time. So, spring has sprung. What are some of the new items that we have available for spring?
Well, lots of new things, of course. And when I do order, I order very few items of that particular thing, because we don't have the storage space, and it kind of takes the uniqueness out of it. So we do have the greeting cards. We have three different companies. One is an artist out of Minneapolis, and she does these drawings, and her cards are just beautiful, and the sayings and the sentiments in it. We have a line that are just hilarious, gift greeting cards. And then we have another group of cards, and they are done by a photographer, and they have wonderful sayings in them too. So if you're looking for a nice card, we have a wonderful selection of greeting cards. Also, I'd like to plug our fragrances that we do have, and it's called Twist Perfumes. They were founded by a fragrance pro who set out to share the finest fragrances they love, freeing luxury scents from unnecessary markups, middlemen, costly celebrity endorsements, and expensive packaging. These fragrances are very, very, very nice. We do have samples, and I encourage people to come out. I've tried them all, and I get compliments all the time for the fragrance that I'm wearing for the day. Also, a few new things. We do have some artificial greenery stems. We started carrying a few of those. Also, we have artificial arrangements. If you want to give someone a little bouquet or something that, you know, as a patient in the hospital, mm-hmm. or we also can deliver to a care center, you know, and just call, and we can take your credit card by phone. So that's easily done as well. We have luminaries, and those are nice. You put them in water, and the water is in there, and then there's a candle that basically ignites as soon as it hits the water, and those are lovely, and I think they come five in a package, but those are worth something and a very unique gift. So stop out and take a look at those. We have earrings, memorial items, a nice selection of memorial items. We also have purses, backpacks, baby clothes. We have, you know, if you're looking for a baby gift, we've got a nice selection. And of course, the warmies, that is that stuffed animal. And then they have like lavender beads in them. You put them in the microwave, heat them up, and settles that baby right down. And it's not just babies. I sell them to adults. They love them. We have children's books. Really cute.
Yes.
Cute children's books. And little finger puppets in them. And worth coming out and taking a look at. So
absolutely.
That's just a few. It's
just a few teasers to get you
to come out. Teasers to come on out.
Yes. So are there some new companies or new products that shoppers could anticipate?
Well, in April, we have quite a few new exciting items Ooh. Coming in. So definitely come out. You need to come out often, because I'm putting new things out all the time.
And I will say she does put new things out. But I really want to put a plug in for follow us on Facebook, because Debbie is very good at posting some of the new items.
And share the post. Yes, that's wonderful. Then it gets out to your friends.
Yes, and it's under the Van Diest Medical Center gift shop. And I think she's starting to do some videos, which are a lot of fun too.
Yeah, well, I need a little help on that yet, but
but yes, do follow us on there.
It is fun to see. And I have to stress too, yes, you're going to want to stop out, because it changes, I feel like.
I do.
Daily, but definitely each week you pop in and all of a sudden your eyes are just taking in so many new things.
Yeah. And of course, we always have a clearance cart in the hallway. And then I have a cart that's usually featuring new items on it as well. So
perfect. So we want to make sure we talk about the hours of the gift shop.
Yep, and that's Monday through Friday from 10 to 4. Now, remembering, we do have a volunteer staff. We adhere to those hours pretty closely, but there is an occasion where we don't have someone to work for a shift and it would be closed at that time. So there's no way to tell you ahead of time, but we do pretty good at keeping the gift shop open Monday through Friday.
Absolutely. Again, it is a fun, fun place to shop, visit, to work. We have wonderful volunteers that work in the gift shop. It is run exclusively by auxiliary volunteers. And again, you shop, they give. It is fantastic. Thank you for all your work that you do, Debbie.
You bet.
Between gift shop sales, fundraisers, and membership dues, like we've mentioned, the auxiliary receives revenues, which they use to make purchases to support patient care needs at the hospital. Additionally, the auxiliary promotes health and wellness in our communities, and they sponsor the monthly community blood drives. Shirley, let's talk about the involvement of the auxiliary in our community blood drives. When they're held, where, and what our donors receive for donating.
Okay, yes, I'm excited about our blood drive, and we know we're helping the community. They're held the second Thursday of every month. And they're life serve from mainly from Fort Dodge, and they are just a wonderful group. And everyone that donates receives a Scooters cookie, and we have to thank Scooters because they provide cookies every month. And we talked about the gift shop, and you get a 20% coupon for the gift shop. Mm-hmm. So there is a reward. And I think we need to note that for every unit of blood that is taken, three people receive health, receive life. So that is it isn't just one for one. It's three for each person. Appointments are encouraged. And if you get the Freeman Journal or listen to KQWC, you are given the number to LifeServe. But walk-ins are welcomed. So come on out, donate. It's your blood, your hospital for your neighbors, because the blood stays in this area.
Yes, and you're saving lives.
Lives. I think that's amazing that it's for each donation is benefiting three people.
Yes, absolutely. And we have wonderful volunteers that help out at those
blood drives.
Oh, we have
great volunteers. Yes, my job is easy because we have great volunteers, and they say, can I help you? Mm-hmm. So it's great. It's great.
Wonderful. So, we thank you for all of your help in getting those organized. It's so nice that we're having them consistently at the hospital. So no one has to guess where it's being held anymore.
Correct.
We have it at the hospital every month.
Yes, yes.
So nice.
Thank you to all of your donors. And think about it and donate to help three people.
Yes. And, you know, I do share with listeners, I think the easiest way to schedule appointments is to go online to their website, and you can go to lifeservebloodcenter.org and schedule your appointment.
Yes.
Makes it very easy.
Yes.
Thank you again. And I'm glad you mentioned the coupons that the donors get. We also give the women who make their health a priority and schedule their mammograms, we give them a 20% off coupon to our gift shop. And then also to our patients who are in the hospital, they too are receiving a 20% off coupon to our gift shop. So we appreciate all the support, and once again, thank our auxiliary members for all they do. I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we do have a fantastic opportunity for those students who are interested in pursuing a career in a health-related field. Over 150 scholarships have been awarded by the auxiliary to area students to further their healthcare careers over the years. Diane, just as a little reminder, I say let's make sure we share that information again about the scholarships with our listeners.
Of course, Lori. As she said before, you can get them at our local high school, and I believe also at South Hamilton in their guidance office there, they have applications. Or you can go online, and it is there. And to go online, you just go at www.vandeestmc.org. And then sometimes people say, well, I have a hard time finding it on there. But if you go to that page and it says About us, you click down on that and you will find the auxiliary form there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are happy again this year. We will be giving away six $1,000 scholarships. And this is for people who intend to pursue a career in the medical field. And the award, as we say on our guidelines, it would be used for tuition, fees, books, or board and room. But everything is listed on the application. The deadline is April 15th. Mm-hmm. So don't leave it till the last minute. You don't get those in. But that's, we are just so happy to be able to give that amount of a scholarship to people that are going to go into the medical field.
Yes, and it's needed, and it's so appreciated. I mean, to think $6,000 is going to students who want to go into healthcare. So please, we want to get this information out for those students to know that the opportunities are available there. We certainly hope that you will take advantage of these opportunities. So, wonderful. Ladies, any last announcements any of you wish to share about the auxiliary, our blood drives, perks of the gift shop?
I wanted to also mention that the auxiliary, we do donate stuffed animals for the littles that have pediatric dentistry surgeries. And, you know, I take a big box down there every couple months, and all the staff is like, oh, yeah. And they said the kids really, really like them. And I was talking to Christine the other day, and they have even come and gotten out of that box to use in the ER. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a little in there, and she, you know, they're upset. And it's just a wonderful perk, I think, that we've donated those to the littles.
Yes, it is. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, Deb.
And I wanted to also thank everyone who supported our nut sale this past year. That once again was a success. There are no nuts left though anymore, so you're going to have to wait till next October. But we do, we get a lot of support from people in no matter what the auxiliary is.
A big thank you to the public.
Yes. Well, again, Diane, I want to thank you for your leadership. Debbie, Shirley, for your assistance as well, to all of our auxiliary board members and their members. They just do a fantastic job. We certainly appreciate it at the hospital. All the purchases that have gone back supported several different departments over the years, many of which would not be possible without the support of the auxiliary. So it is outstanding, and I think any time we have a chance to promote the good work of the auxiliary, I love to do it. So thank you all.
Thank you, Lori. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. And I'm going to put a little plug even in for Lori. She is our hospital liaison for the auxiliary, and she does a wonderful job with us too.
Yes, well, thank you. It is my pleasure. It's a wonderful group to work with, and so I do appreciate that. Before we close out the show, I do want to remind listeners, the gift shop is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop out, check out the great items. Again, you shop, they give. I want to thank all the ladies for participating in the show today. That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where our focus is you.